fresh air, clean water, and fertile soil. Three natural resources that are so familiar that we often take them for granted. But it's not like that everywhere. In many large cities, a thick layer of smoke and fog may hang overhead, making breathing more difficult. In some areas, rivers and lakes are covered by an oily film, killing a large portion of the fish and other sea life. And in other places, the land is so scarred with litter and debris that nothing will grow. Air, water, and soil are three of our most important natural resources. They are also renewable resources because, as they are being used, recycled air, water, and soil are being added to the earth. A natural resource is a valuable material found in nature and used by people to meet their needs. Not only are air, water, and soil valuable resources, without them, we could not live. Let's take a closer look at these resources to see why they are so important to us. The Earth is covered by a blanket of air that is called the atmosphere. Without the Earth's atmosphere, there would be no winds, water, clouds, or sky. The air shields the Earth from certain harmful rays of the sun and helps keep the Earth's surface from being too hot or too cold. Air is a mixture of many kinds of gases. About 78% of the air is made up of a gas called nitrogen. About 21% of the air is oxygen. And there are small amounts of water vapor, carbon dioxide, argon, helium, as well as some other gases. You must breathe air to stay alive, and every time we breathe, we take in oxygen. The oxygen combines with food we have eaten to give us energy. When we breathe out, carbon dioxide is released into the atmosphere. This gas is very important to green plants. Green plants use the carbon dioxide, and together with sunlight, they make food and give off the oxygen that we breathe in. Thus, the air is part of an important cycle between people and plants. And air is a renewable resource, with recycled air constantly being added to the atmosphere. Water is another renewable natural resource that is vital to both plants and animals. The supply of water is renewed in a natural cycle called the water cycle. Water evaporates and rises into the air as water vapor. As it cools, the water vapor changes to liquid and falls back to Earth in the form of rain, snow, sleet, or hail. Scientists estimate that each day the sun evaporates a trillion tons of water from the oceans and continents and pumps it into the atmosphere as water vapor. Each day the same amount of vapor condenses and falls as some kind of precipitation. In fact, water is the most common substance on Earth, covering 70% of the Earth's surface and making up about two-thirds of the human body. All animals, plants, and human beings depend on water for life. There are some parts of the world, however, where water is very scarce. Throughout history, great civilizations have risen where water supplies were plentiful and fallen when water supplies failed. Today, we use huge quantities of water for household chores such as washing, doing dishes, cooking, and watering the lawn. Our demand for water is constantly increasing. It is estimated that each person uses an average of 87 gallons of water per day. In addition, there are many industrial uses for water, such as for irrigation, for cooling, and for electricity. Another valuable resource that we cannot live without is soil. Much of our food, clothing, and shelter is derived from the soil. All life on Earth depends on soil as either a direct or indirect source of food. Plants rooted in the soil obtain nutrients from it. Animals get their nutrients from plants or from animals that eat plants. Certain microbes, such as bacteria and fungi, cause organisms in the soil to decay. This part of the soil is called humus, and this process helps return nutrients to the soil. In addition, many kinds of animals find shelter in the soil. Rabbits, foxes, prairie dogs, and some kinds of owls burrow in the soil. Like air and water, soil is a renewable resource. Soil is a mixture of rock particles, minerals, organic materials, and water. Soil begins to form when environmental forces, such as wind and water erosion, break down rocks and similar materials that lie on or near the Earth's surface. This process takes millions of years. Wind and water erosion also destroys good soil, washing it down hills and into rivers. Thus, soil is constantly being formed and eroded. Since air, water, and soil are renewable natural resources, the Earth should have a plentiful supply. However, many people are concerned about the quality of these resources. Two things that threaten our natural resources are the growth of human population and the misuse of technology. For many centuries, the main effect humankind had on the air was to add smoke from fires set in the grasslands and forests. During the Industrial Revolution, smokestacks began to dot the city skylines. Then black smoke was not a sign of pollution, but a symbol of progress. Today, modern industries burn coal, oil, and natural gas, often allowing harmful waste products into the air. Automobiles are also a major source of pollution. Car exhausts discharge carbon monoxide, a poisonous gas, into the air. Carbon monoxide is the chief element in smog. Smog occurs when the sun causes poisonous gases and particles in the air to react. This polluted air, which looks like a dirty fog, may get trapped in an area for several days. This air can be difficult to breathe and unhealthy for you. In fact, most large cities have some smog. Cities in Southern California may be covered with smog for as many as 200 days a year. Today, federal and state laws require cars to have special equipment to reduce the amount of carbon monoxide that is let into the air. And many cities are attempting to clean up the air by requiring factories and power plants to remove the harmful chemicals before releasing waste products into the atmosphere. Just as clean air is important to good health, clean water is also vital. Harmful germs and bacteria can live in water and spread disease. In 1900, 27,000 Americans died of typhoid fever, a disease that is passed on through contaminated water. Water pollution occurs when wastes are dumped into rivers, lakes, and oceans. The three main kinds of water pollution are sewage, or human wastes and garbage, waste from agriculture, mainly chemical fertilizers and pesticides that are washed into the water system, and industrial wastes, byproducts of factories that are released into lakes, rivers, and streams. Polluted water cannot be used for drinking, recreation, farming, or industry. Through modern technology, we have learned to manage our water. Dams can turn rivers as large as the Tennessee on or off like a faucet. Highly sophisticated water treatment facilities have been constructed to purify our water and transport it to where it is needed. Massive efforts have been undertaken by government, industry, and private citizens to restore the water quality of many rivers, lakes, and streams. The cleanup of the Hudson River in New York, the Cuyahoga in Cleveland, and Lake Washington in Seattle are just a few examples of successful efforts to make our water cleaner and safer. And the government of the United States has established a uniform standard for all drinking water in order to reduce the amount of harmful bacteria, chemicals, and metals that it contains. Many of the causes of air and water pollution related to the misuse of technology also contribute to soil pollution. Waste from factories are often buried in the ground. Eventually, the chemicals leak out of the barrels they were stored in and poison the ground. The chemicals can get into the water and become a danger to plants, animals, and people. Every day, people throw away millions of tons of trash. In the past, solid waste of this kind was dumped on top of the land. Today, many cities bury trash in sanitary landfills. And many of the cans, bottles, and papers can be recycled and used again. Proper soil conservation methods will keep soil fertile so it can be used over and over again. Crop rotation and using fertilizers will help replace important minerals. Soil erosion can be prevented by planting cover crops, strip cropping, and contour plowing. Recently, scientists have been investigating other ways pollution is changing our environment. One of these is called acid rain. Acid rain destroys the ability of soil to support plant growth, as well as destroying the plants themselves. It also pollutes bodies of water by raising the acidity level so that the offspring of fish and other living organisms cannot survive. And acid rain eats away paint and stone materials, doing damage to buildings, bridges, and statues. Scientists believe that acid rain is caused by burning coal, oil, and natural gas. Pollutants, particularly sulfur dioxide and nitrogen oxide, mix with water in the air and then fall to the ground as acid rain or some other form of precipitation. Because pollution in one area may drift to another in the form of acid rain, this has become a worldwide problem. Most noticeably, it has affected parts of northeastern United States and Canada. Adirondack Park in New York State, for instance, is a protected forest area of 2 million acres. It is far from any major source of pollution. However, the natural systems there are changing due to acid rain. The needles and leaves on the spruce and birch trees have turned brown, and the fish population in many lakes has died. Another pollution problem of global proportions has to do with the destruction of a part of the atmosphere known as the ozone layer. Scientists believe that when certain chemicals called chlorofluorocarbons, which are used as coolants in refrigerators and air conditioners, as well as in industry, are released into the air, they rise high into the stratosphere and set off a chemical reaction that destroys ozone. Scientists are not sure of all the ways the reduction of the ozone layer will affect us, but they know ozone screens out harmful ultraviolet light from the sun that can cause skin cancer. It is but another example of humans altering the Earth's surface and changing the atmosphere. The consequences of this we may not know until it is too late. Another theory, known as the greenhouse effect, believes that the carbon dioxide in the air is causing the atmosphere to react like a greenhouse. It lets in the warming rays of the sun, but keeps excess heat from radiating back into space. This may hasten a global warming trend that would raise the average temperature of the Earth and affect the climate, vegetation, and level of the oceans, and consequently change the balance of the Earth's living systems. Although these problems seem massive and the solutions are difficult and complex, it is important to remember that air, water, and soil, three natural resources that are vital to life, are renewable resources. Thus, if government, industry, and private citizens work together in harmony with our environment, we will be able to enjoy air, water, and soil that is clean, safe, and plentiful.